a misty morning here at Bingham. Cars are all pulling up into the car park. I've just had a little sneak preview of the course, and it's a classic. VC Knots have done us proud again. This time it's just zigzagging up and down the bank. Already there are people struggling, not really sure if they can make it up to the tops of all those cambers. Hope you've all been practicing. I'll see if I can catch up with some of the riders after they finish their races a bit later on. So we all know the grassroots of cross is not really the race for the win, but the race for 20th, 30th, 40th, 50th and further down. And we've got just as close racing down there. So I thought I'd catch up with Ian and Dave. So tell us who you are, who you race for and how it went today at Bingham.
My name is Dave Bettridge. I ride for Derby Mercury and really enjoyed the course. Very technical today, but no sort of give anywhere really. So it was full gas majority of the race, but I'm quite happy with the result. Yeah, come off a few times and chain came off, but I think everybody had the same problem today with the cambers.
Any head-to-head racing today?
You know, a bit of a cat and mouse, which is always good. I think we always think we can always do a little bit better. Most races, I always think I can do a little bit better, but generally, you know, a good race.
Ian, you've been around for, I don't know, how many years you've been racing?
This is my fourth season now.
It seems to be moving up the field every year.
Yeah, I see. I'm getting a lot stronger. I'm getting that bit quicker. But unfortunately, this year everybody else seems to have moved up by the same amount. So I feel like I'm going backwards this year.
And then riding for Hina, how's that? It seems to be a lot of youth riders.
Hina, from a senior point of view, there's not many of us that's that competitive now. There's a couple of us at cross starting to rebuild at the youth level again. Got some quite a good number of riders in the lower age groups. But yeah, always got a good turnout at cross.
Do catch up with Dave, do catch up with Ian. They're week in, week out. And that's really where the grassroots is, where the cracking racing is, all the way down the field, not necessarily at the front. We'll try to catch up with some head-to-head battles later on in the season. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, thank
you. Yeah, thanks very much.
So the seniors race is finished, and I'm here with Cameron Orr. He's been a regular of the league for many years now. How did it go, Cameron?
It went well, thank you. I came first junior and finished third in the seniors. So.
And how much of a head start do you give the seniors?
I think it was around 30 seconds or so. That's what the commissaire said.
So in your mind, if you went off at the same time as them, how do you think that would change things?
It'd be good to see, but being set off behind them all anyway, I don't think there'd be too much difference. Like, I think it's good we get a bit of a run up, like a start at a national to practice for that. So,
just take us through what you've done today and how it's going to carry on for the next week as we prepare for the nationals.
Well, I rode over here today from near Matlock.
How far was that?
It was about 45 miles.
And then did a race?
Yeah.
Which you won?
Yeah. Now I get to go home in the car, so it's all right.
Excellent. So a good bit of rest. And you race in Abergavenny next week?
We'll have to see. I'm going to talk to my coach about it, but I think I won't be able to because we've got training in Manchester. So, yeah.
And how's that going up in Manchester?
It's about to start again soon, so I've not had any training camps yet, but this will be the first one.
Great ride today, really nice to see you here and to see you chasing down and overtaking so many of our top riders, and I hope to see you again next time.
Yeah, that'll be good, thank you.
Cheers, Cameron.
Cheers.
I've managed to catch up with a duo who are leading the under 14 girls and the under 16 boys, who both had an overall win in their categories today. So well done, both of you. Finn Mansfield, tell us about your race.
It was really good. I started off with the leading group of six, which then whittled down to three. But then Marcus had a mechanical and it was off ahead and then just like dropped back. So it was just me and Jake Norton. Then I pinned my moment and went for the win.
And obviously that seemed to go to plan today. It looked like you had a couple of moments where I was in the pits. Were you confident the whole way? Did you find the grip?
Yeah, most of the way around. There are a couple of sketchy moments, around some of the corners, as you do in cross. But, I mean, you just got to pick yourself back up, smash it, and then get back on.
Excellent. That's a good attitude to have. You were racing a Derby last week. How did it go?
It went really well. I came ninth, so I'm really pleased with that. My goal was to get top 10, and that's really good.
Well done, Finn. You're leading the league, and hopefully we can see you at all the other races. And I'm here with Lotta Mansfield as well. Now, you're related to Finn, aren't you?
Yeah, we're siblings, so...
And so, this season, you've won every round of the Notts and Derby League. How have you managed that?
Well, train hard and pick your moment and get the correct lines and just work hard.
So this year you've done lots of disciplines on the bike. How does cross rank amongst all of those?
Well, cross is a lot harder and it's much more fun in the way that one race it could be bone dry, the next race you're running with your bike on your shoulder in the mud and the snow.
Now, I know that you take a good interest in the technical side of things. What tyres were you running today? What pressures?
I was riding mud tyres at 25 because I prefer a heavier tyre. It's just my preference.
And did that serve you well today? Did you get lots of grip on the banks?
Yeah, I felt really good on the banks. It's one of my strong points. It worked.
You're also riding the national trophies. How did it go last week and what are you looking forward to next week?
I came fourth. It was really good. It's my best national result. I just can't wait for Abergavenny next week.
Good luck for that next week. Looking forward to seeing you for the rest of the season here. And well done on a double Mansfield win. And who do you ride for?
The MR Racing Academy. It's great.
Okay, thanks, guys. So, racing's all over for another week. Everyone's packing up. I can see the volunteers and team members from VC Notts all packing up the course. All what's now left is a snaking shape going up and down those iconic Bingham banks. Thanks ever so much, guys, for putting on another brilliant event. Always enjoyable to race here if you can ride the Bingham banks. Next week, many of the riders are over in Abergavenny. Rumour has it, it may actually be available on the red button on BBC. Don't know any details of that, but do look out for it. Following week, I think we get a week off. And then over to Nottingham for Nottingham Clarion's round at Holme Pierpont. See you then.